if you believe assault is an act, not an adjective. Your safety is not just on the gun, it is the gun. Freedom is a fundamental human right. Welcome to your show, or Two-Way Radio with Bill Carnes. What do you believe? Your safety is your responsibility, not the government's, not anybody else's. Be a citizen, not a subject. Better yet, be a listener. Because it's an inalienable right, not a privilege. The Two-Way Radio Show with Bill Carnes is live, right now. Call 1-800-313-9443.
In your face. Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much, RJ Hinder, and everyone from the RJ Hinder Show, sending everybody off here to 2A Radio. Some very important announcements. Important announcements, guys. We have business cards for RBN. They are generic, good-looking, quality business cards. They are available. $8 per 100. This includes shipping. You also get a free bumper sticker. And it's not just any bumper sticker. It's a Republic Broadcasting Network bumper sticker. I know some people have worried. And if I get this, what's this free bumper sticker say? Does it have the Obama logo on it? Does it say, you know, Sportsmen Love Florida? No, it says Republic Broadcasting Network on it. It's even got the website. It's got all the great stuff on there. Additionally, you get a free copy of Aaron Russo's film/documentary, America, From Freedom to Fascism. You can get that by one of a couple of different methods. You can either call 800-724-2719. That's the business office at RBN. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m., which is right about now, to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, or Central Time. Right now it has to be Central Standard. In a few months it'll be Central Daylight, Central Time. Or you can send your $8 and the address you'd like all of these goodies shipped to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302. In Round Rock, Texas, 78664. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. In other news, you might recall a couple of weeks back, there was a thing on Fox News talking about Google, the ever-popular search engine. I like using Google because it works well. I just have some issues with Google. What they did was they showed an example, an actual screen picture of some things that happened when you would search under certain things dealing with religion. Now, what happens is as you start typing out, some of the most popular searches come up underneath it. If you type out Christianity is, the first thing that comes up is Christianity is BS, bullcrap, basically. And then it goes down and it goes through several other things. Same thing with Buddhism. Same thing with Judaism. If you type out Islam is, absolutely nothing comes up. So when Fox News did this report, again, it was a good two and a half, three weeks ago. The people at Google says, you know, that's just, it's a software issue, and it's just, it's a glitch. No big deal. We'll fix it. It's going to get done. We're on it. Well, I just tried it, and guess what? It's still not done. Scumbags. Today, we're going to speak about American rights, the rights of American citizens. We're going to talk about some of the rights, and we're going to discuss whether or not my rights can supersede your rights. Do I, as an American, have the right to be able to deny you any of your rights, and vice versa? Do you have the right to deny me any of my rights? It'll be a very interesting discussion, and feel free to chime in. The number here is 800-313-9443. We'll get to it in the next segment. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Bill Carnes, right here on 2A Radio.
Two-Way Radio with Bill Carnes is live. 1-800-313-9443.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about your rights. Just some of the rights. Now, keep in mind, the Bill of Rights is merely a top 10 list. Not everything. All right. Here are some of the things that are guaranteed as rights in the United States. And we'll discuss them a little bit and decide whether or not they're actually being infringed upon. Because a right is something that the government has no authority to touch. However, when it serves the purposes of a more powerful government, they do exactly that. Being innocent until proven guilty. We have the right to a fair trial. Now, oftentimes we get judges who are not that fair. We have the right to a jury of your peers. You have the right to vote. You have the right to travel freely. Now, when it comes to the right to travel, many think that they have a basic right to travel where they want, when they want. But there's nothing really in the Constitution about free travel. And it wasn't, there was no oversight about this because the Articles of the Confederation did list such a right. Several Supreme Court cases have ruled that the basic right exists and that the state can't interfere with travel. Okay. Perhaps the authors of the Constitution thought that the right to travel was so obvious that it didn't need to be mentioned. Because, again, it's just basically a top 10 list. We have the right to judicial review. To get married, to procreate, to own property. Here's a good one, the right to privacy. Now, whenever people complain about courts creating new rights that aren't in the Constitution, or I shouldn't say really creating, they are recognizing rights that aren't in the Constitution, they're usually talking about things such as the right to privacy. Although the Constitution doesn't mention any specific right to privacy, there are several passages that imply such a right, and many court decisions have found a right to privacy in many, many aspects of human life, such as contraception, the education of children. Now, critics complain that the courts haven't invented this right for political purposes, and of course, those critics are generally with the government. Those are also the critics that don't realize the way that the Constitution reads is these are not, it's not anything more than a top 10 list in the Bill of Rights. All right, we have the right to self-defense and self-preservation. We have the right to own property. Which brings us to our topic of the day. I have the right to self-defense, as you do. And some like to say it is an inalienable right, which is a God-given right. The instant that you were born, you have the right to defend yourself in self-preservation. I would agree, because that is given to the entire animal kingdom, of which we belong. We are part of God's animal kingdom. Whichever God you pray to, whichever God you believe is in the heavens, that God gives you and all the rest of the creatures of the planet the right to self-preservation. Nobody's going to go out there and just say, hey, I was just born. I have grown a little bit. I'm tasty and delicious. Predators, come get me. I'm sorry, you'd probably have to, mate with another of your species. Otherwise, you would just be extinct. So you have the right to self-defense. You have the right to preservation of life. You have the right to preservation of liberty. You have the right to preservation of the way of life, your way of life. Provided your way of life doesn't impede or infringe upon anyone else's. So I have the right to live my life the way I like. I can buy a piece of property. I can live on that piece of property. If I get arrested, I have several legal rights. I have the right not to be bothered, and I have the right to have my privacy secured, and I have the right to self-defense and to defend my family. Now, here's a question. as a property owner, it's not always just individuals. Oftentimes, it's an organization. It might be the U.S. government. Now, the U.S. government happens to be the one responsible for ensuring that our rights don't get trampled on by any aspect of the government. I guess it ultimately actually comes up to us. Comes to us because we're supposed to kick the living hell out of the government if they try to impede on our rights. That's what we're supposed to do. But we're a bunch of sissies and we don't do it. We just talk about it. And we get all riled up on blogs. Thing is, it should have been done long ago. So, here we go. Let's say that a government entity owns a piece of property. Or let's say a corporation owns a piece of property. Or a trust owns a piece of property. The government itself has no rights at all. The government has power and authorities. Rights are much more powerful, much more inalienable than a power and authority. Power and authority is given to the government through the rights that the people have to give it or take it away. Additionally, a corporation is a created entity. It's not living, it's not breathing, it doesn't have a pulse. Now, the board members of that corporation, they're living, breathing, and have pulses. However, the entity that they represent does not. It is a fictitious entity created through legal forms. Same as a trust. A trust is not a living, breathing, conscious entity. A trust is a created entity created through a paperwork process. If a corporation owns a piece of property, or a trust owns a piece of property, or a government entity owns a piece of property, and they tell you, you do not, you know, guns are not allowed. You are not allowed to be armed here. No guns, no knives, no pepper spray, no handcuffs, nothing. When you enter onto this property, well, essentially, what they have just done is said, we have rights as property owners, and those rights are able to restrict your rights to self-defense and self-preservation. So I have to ask you, does one right supersede and give you the authority to infringe upon someone else's right? The power company here in my little burg in Pahrump, Nevada, is a co-op, meaning it's owned by the members. But if you go up to the front door, there's a nifty little sign that says, no weapons allowed. Well, my gun is a tool. My knife is a tool. Whoever put up that sign is a complete tool. I am the weapon. Everything else just assists me. So that means that I'm not allowed to go into my own co-op. Or I think more specifically their intent was, when I go into the co-op, I'm not allowed to bring a gun or a knife, which are tools used to protect me. They don't want them allowed. So my question is, this co-op, this co-op was created through a legal process, an entity that didn't used to exist, and an entity that in no time at all could no longer exist. It's created. It is then tossed out. No, it's gotten rid of, replaced, whatever. It has that piece of property. Does that entity, even an individual, let's say an individual owns a piece of property, such as someone owns their own home or their own business. I guess this should more appropriately be to public places, right? If you get invited onto someone's private property where they live there, that is their castle, their domain. However, if they own a piece of property and they have a business on it that's open to the public, does that owner have the right to say that you cannot exercise your right on my property? Do you somehow give up your right to freedom of speech to freedom of religion? Do you have to take the crucifix from around your neck off and leave it in your car before you walk in? Do you no longer have the freedom to defend yourself? Does someone's mere property rights... Now, keep in mind, property rights are some of the strongest rights we enjoy here in America. The strongest rights that you can have in a nation are the right to defend yourself, followed closely, but next in line, to private property ownership. World history has taught us this. If you can't own property, the whole system is doomed. If you can't defend yourself, the entire society, life and livelihood, is absolutely doomed. If you have the right to defend yourself, to be armed to defend yourself, and you have the right to own property, in that order, your society is much more secured. We're going to delve into this a bit more. If you would like to chime in, you can call 800-313-9443, and I'll take your call right here. I'm your host, Bill Carnes. We're live on RBN. This is 2A Radio. We'll be right back.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see.
You can have the alcohol and tobacco. Leave the firearms to us. Right now, the 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes.
All right, guys, welcome back. We are discussing rights, our rights as Americans, and whether any one right that I have would supersede your right. And really, the big question that I've got is, when it comes to property rights and the property that you own and the business you have on this property, if you have the right to tell someone else, yes, you can come in here. It's open to the public. We're not going to restrict anyone from coming in unless you're carrying a gun or a knife or anything else that we put on there. Gun, knife, bat, you know, coup baton, nunchucks, whatever. You're not allowed to bring those on this property. Does that then transfer over? When that entity says you cannot bring those on this property, do they then assume all of the liability and all of the risk to your personal safety? Because they're saying, we are not allowing you to bring the tools to effectively defend yourself while you're on this property. Does that then mean that they therefore, since they spell out, you can't do that, not on our property, we're not allowing you to, we are rescinding that right of yours, wouldn't they then automatically assume the liability of your protection by doing that? And it really brings up that question when you're talking about a created entity that exists on paperwork that was created to own this property, such as a corporation or a trust. And it really brings up that same question when it comes to any government entity. The government is supposed to, above all else, recognize and honor the rights of American citizens. And the second we walk into a government building and it says no guns, no knives, no mace, no handcuffs, blah, 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 unless you are an on-duty government agent that are carrying those things in the performance of your official duties. Unless you're on duty, and like a law enforcement officer or a security officer that's right there, and in the performance of your duty you have that stuff, then you can bring it in. So that means, and when you are on duty, when you are working, you're on the clock at your job, and your job is with any government entity. You have no rights as you perform those duties. A police officer on the beat, doing his job as a police officer, has no rights. They have power and authority. Now, that officer, as an individual, the badge isn't on, the uniform is tucked away or at the dry cleaner, they're not on the clock. Well, now they have rights again. They do not have rights as an agent of the government. No one does. No one does. While performing the duties of the President of the United States, whoever fills that position doesn't have any rights as the President of the United States. Them by namesake, they have rights, such as once the moment they get arrested and they're no longer performing the functions of that particular office, now they have rights. Your U.S. senators don't have any rights until they're not being U.S. senators at the moment. Do you see what I mean? Do you understand where I'm coming from with this? So, if you have an entity that's created, a corporation or a trust, and they say you can't bring any guns or knives on this property, how can they do that? How can they infringe upon your rights? How can the ownership of property by an entity that is not a living, breathing, individual human being, how can they possibly say you can't bring your guns here to be able to protect yourself? Now, when that happens, it's nothing more than a trespassing issue, which throughout the land, they catch you with that sort of thing. Look, you're not allowed to have that here. Fine, I'll leave. They can't tell you, look, you can't have that here. Now you're going to wait for the cops because we're going to arrest you. No, they have to give you the opportunity to leave. If you don't leave, or you do leave and you come back later and do the same thing again, then they can hold you and they can charge you with trespassing, which just about everywhere, it's the cops come, they write out a ticket, whoever's making the complaint on this private property signs it, you go to court on it. Generally not prosecuted anything hard. So that's usually the way it goes. I will tell you the reason that I'm bringing this whole thing up when we come back from the next break. We're coming up in about 40 seconds here. And if you would like to chime in, I'd like to hear what you have to say. 800-313-9443. If you would not like to chime in, then just keep listening. Just trust me. There's more to come. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Bill Carnes, right here on 2A Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Now.
Gun control. Loved by dictators since 1917. The 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is back. 1-800-313-9443.
If I exercise my freedom of religion, my freedom of speech, as a member of the press, my freedom of the press, how about the rights for me and some of my fellow citizens to assemble? The right to petition the government? How about things like that? If any of those were rights that I or a group of people with me could exercise, could we somehow deny another person, another American citizen, their rights? The reason I bring this up, specifically with the property rights versus your right to defend yourself, specifically your right to keep and bear arms, as it is actually spelled out in the top 10 list, known as the Bill of Rights, is this year the SHOT Show. That's the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. That is the annual gala event for the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trades Industry Trade Show here in Las Vegas, normally held at the Las Vegas Convention Center, which is owned by the county. And they say, can't bring your guns in here. This is how you're allowed to have guns. You can't bring in a loaded gun, la-da-da-da-da. These are our rules. That's the county. That's a government entity. And one of the things they exist for is protecting our rights. This year, however, it's being held at the Sands Expo Center at the Venetian and Palazzo Hotel Casinos, owned by a corporation. Corporation headed by Sheldon Adelson. Sheldon Adelson freely admits his single goal in life is to someday become the wealthiest man in the world. And at one point in time, he was up towards the, he was in the top 10. Since the economic downfall, he has slipped dramatically. He wanted to be richer than Bill Gates or Warren Buffett. Great way to look at things. I just want to be worth more money than anybody else. So he's doing it through gaming. Anyhow, Sheldon Adelson's corporation has informed all of the attendees of the SHOT Show. Now, again, it's Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trades is what SHOT stands for. Gun people, that they are not allowed to have loaded guns on them. They are not allowed to secure guns, even locked up in a case, in their hotel rooms if they're staying on the property. You can display your guns during the hours of the show. Once the show is done, you can either leave your guns out, leave somebody in there to watch them all night, or they have provided a room which will be manned 24/7 by security of the Sands Expo Center and the Venetian Hotel Casino. It'll be open, accessible 24 hours a day, where you will check your guns in, place them in an area. They put a tag on the gun case or the gun, whatever it is. You get that back and forth 24 hours a day. You can do that. Now, here's a question. Let's say the fecal matter makes contact with the air conditioner at high velocity in an instant, and it just hits the fan. And it's late at night. Some of these guys are out, and they're like, you know what? The Cubans have just parachuted into Las Vegas. We need to handle this, whatever it is. And they run down to grab their guns and any ammo they can find. Do you think security is going to allow them to grab their guns? Or do you think security is going to say, oh, no. We don't want a firefight on our property. We're not letting you guys get your stuff. So now somebody, while you're on their property, are denying others their rights to get their property, being their guns, and to exercise yet another right, the right to defend themselves. So how strong are property rights to be able to deny you, in this case now, your property rights and your right to self-defense? That baffles the mind. It baffles my mind. If you have a place which is not open to the public, you own it. You're an individual. You own it. You and your family own it, something like that. You're living, breathing people. Not a corporation. Not a trust. Even if it is a corporation or a trust, it's not open to the public. Your home, your homestead, your ranch, your farm, your condominium in the, up at Vail, Colorado. In that case, I would say, and this is just my opinion, I am not a legal scholar. I'm just a genius, brilliant individual That's all I am. I am merely a brilliant genius and see things clearly. That's all. I am not a legal scholar. I have not lowered myself to being a legal scholar. All of this in jest. Somewhat. So, with that being said, I would say if someone owns a home and they invite me into their home, into their castle, their domain, and they tell me, I would prefer, if you're going to stay here, that you not wear your gun in my home. I'd honor that. I'd honor that by, you know, if they invited me to dinner, taking it to go and leaving. But I would honor that. I would not stay in their home with a gun if they didn't want me to. I probably wouldn't go back to their home, but I would honor that, and I would not give them any guff and say, fine. I might, you know, discuss it with them a little bit, but if that were the end result, I would say, this is your property. You have rights to this property. I will honor your wish. Because they can exercise that on their own property in their castle, as I could do at my home. Somebody comes in wearing a turban and they've got Muhammad embroidered on their jacket or on the front of their turban. That's not exactly something that I would like to have in my home. So I would politely say to that person, as politely as I could muster, you know, we are not Muslim in this home, and being as how it is my home, I would prefer that if you are going to remain here, you take all of that specific Muslim-related religious garb that you're wearing and tie it back onto the satchel, put it back into the satchel upon your camel, which is grazing in my yard out front. By the way, I'd like you to pick up any camel dung that he may leave on my front lawn when you go. And I would ask them to do that, and I would expect them to honor it. If not, I'd kick them the hell out of my house. Just like if someone said, look, you know, I appreciate that you carry a gun. I just don't want it in my home because, you know, I've got, you know, kids or grandma or whatever. You know, I can honor that. It's their castle. Their home is not open to the public. However, once a building is open to the public, it's open for business. Anybody can go in there. You don't have to pay a cover charge. You know, it's even if you do pay a cover charge, all you have to do is come up with money and you can get in. Big deal. Then, how is it that they can say you're not allowed the right to self-protection? Could you imagine if someone owned a business and within that business, they put up there, no Christians allowed. My God, how that would be portrayed in the lamestream media. No Christians allowed. You're not allowed to come into this store and shop. You're not allowed to come into this museum and look around. That would be a big deal. That would really make a lot of news and piss a lot of people off. There'd be signs, there'd be pickets, there'd be ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, there'd be all of these different groups coming out for, against, whatever it is, right? It would be a big, big deal. But, and that's just because you're exercising your freedom of religion. Well, they don't want you to exercise that right inside their store or museum or whatever it is. But if they take away your Second Amendment right, tell you you can't defend yourself in here, you can't have the tools to defend yourself in here, there's never any big uprising. There's just no uprising. I say that as I'm looking around the studio for a card. Hold on. No, it used to be there. It's not anymore. It's one of those cards that a lot of people who carry guns will actually hand out. And, oh, I see one. One second.
I
should have done this at the last break. Okay. It has a picture of a gun with a circle around it and a line through it, and then equals a dollar sign with a circle around it and a line through it. And it says, "We have noticed your sign and are going to respect your wishes by shopping elsewhere." Turn it over, and it says, "As a concealed handgun license holder, I have no felony convictions lifetime. I also have no Class A or B misdemeanors within the last 5 years. I passed both state and federal fingerprint and background checks. I have no delinquent conduct within the last 10 years. And let's see, I am not delinquent in child support, student loans, or state and local taxes." And then it says at the bottom, "How much do you know about your other customers?" Okay, that's for somebody who's carrying concealed with a concealed handgun license in any state of the union. And they like to leave that at the doors, which is fine. I guess I'm a little bit more, considering how mouthy I am, a little bit more quiet about it. I see that and I'm like, you know, go pound sand. I might write them a letter. I don't carry those cards with me. They're here in the studio. Somebody sent some to Dave Champion and he left them up on the counter behind me. So I have to ask you, how do you look at this? Any of you out there that are business owners or managers, do you happen to have such a sign up there? Or if you did have a sign up there and the courts finally ruled, you know, you might have that sign up there, but if you are open to the public, unless you are otherwise part of, you have to be a private club or a private, you have to be a member to get in. If you have to, if it requires some sort of membership, not just public admittance, I can see people saying, all right, I don't have to be a member of this place. Again, you don't have to shop there, but if I am going to be a member, I will abide by the rules and bylaws, much as if you join a country club. You'll abide by the rules and bylaws to be a member because they set them out to do that. Kind of like if you join a gun club, right, that has a range. You agree to abide by the rules and bylaws, which it's really interesting. The whole thing with gun clubs. The one place where you are almost certain to never be allowed to walk around with a loaded gun is at a gun range. How freaking stupid is that? How miserably stupid is that? That's like not being able to walk around a putting course with your balls. You just can't. No balls allowed on the putting course. You cannot bring your golf balls out here. We will supply the balls to you once you reach the fringe. And once you're done putting, you must return them. You cannot leave the fringe of the putting green with your balls and head back to your golf cart and then go off to the first tee. You're not allowed to do that. You've got to check them in. You got to check them out. Or check them out and then check them back in, rather. How stupid would that be? Well, that's not too far off the way things happen at gun ranges. How many of you belong to a gun range where you're allowed to carry around a loaded handgun in a holster? Or transport your rifle in a safe manner from point A to point B, say slung, muzzle up or muzzle down, loaded? Or a shotgun? You're not. I don't know of any gun range that has that. Reason is, these gun ranges have to worry about liability, right? They have to worry about all that garbage. I'll give you a perfect example. One of the stupidest things, in my humble opinion. I used to be the lead rangemaster out at Front Sight. And I left there, I don't know, it's been close to a year and a half now. So one of the things, after, you know, like the afternoon of day two, getting into day three, they'll actually load people up and you'll carry your gun hot. Up to that point, once you leave the line for the first day and a half into the afternoon of the day two, when you're done doing an exercise, they have you unload, holster, turn around. Before they clear the line, you're leaving with an unloaded gun. It's a cold range. After a day and a half, a couple days worth of training, they would load you up and you leave the line hot. They just tell you, don't goof with the gun. Tell you're on the line under the direction of staff, leave your gun in the holster, don't goof with it. Well, as it turns out, sometime after I left, maybe a year or more ago now, somebody went into one of the porta. They don't have any bathrooms there. They have the porta cans. So somebody went into one of the porta cans and took the gun off and set it down. Now, there's little sinks in the porta cans that have obviously a different supply of water. Put a gun in there. And when they were sometime either taking the gun out of the sink or putting it in at some point in time, finger went on the trigger and bam, negligent discharge, and it shot through the porta can. Now, that's the first time through probably 100,000 people that have been through that facility that anything like that's ever happened. All right? So what did they do? Now, you're not allowed to leave the safety and security of the range itself with a loaded. You're not allowed to go to the bathroom, which is they tell you specifically, you can't go out to the bathroom with a loaded gun. You have to unload before you go to the bathroom because of that one deal. Anyhow, that's the way it goes. There's more to come after the break, guys. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Your right to listen and take action shall not be infringed. The 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is back.
Back off, I'll take you on. Headstrong to take on anyone. I know that you are wrong, if this is not where you belong.
All right, guys, I would encourage everyone to check out a little website. It's www.a-human-right.com. A human right. A-human-right.com. You pull it up, and there are two different pictures. One shows a person holding a gun. It says a liability, and then the other picture says a useful tool. If you click on a liability, it has some questionnaires, such as my level of familiarity with firearms is, one, I am ignorant of how they function. I know the basics of gun safety. I carry for self-defense, compete, or hunt. I am a firearms instructor. I know how guns function from watching TV. Next question. I would prefer that my kids learn about guns and safety from the mass media, such as television, classmates, Army or National Guard drill sergeant, coach at school, a certified instructor, me or my spouse. It says, before completing the poll, please remember that possession of firearms by felons is already illegal in the United States. Therefore, you should not suggest prohibiting criminals from having guns as a solution. The law already does that. We have also seen that the laws are not very effective in preventing possession. Do consider, however, the effects of your suggestions on you personally. One, it is morally correct for a police officer to shoot in order to save an innocent victim from an attack, yes or no? If no police officer is present, it is morally correct for the innocent victim to shoot to protect the self or dependents from an attack, yes or no? And it goes on and on. If you click on the banner that says a useful tool, it says self-defense, a basic human right, something we spoke about early in today's show. Few issues have been more hotly debated recently than gun ownership. On one side are those who will wish that guns be gone. On the other, millions who would fight to keep them. No matter which side of the debate you are on, read on. You might glean some insight or just be entertained. And it goes through many different links, such as fight, flight, or surrender. Also, depending on others, let's see, wearing arms, home defense, real guns, martial arts, technology of firearms, all kinds of stuff. So, I just would like to recommend that folks go and check that out. Again, it is a-human-right.com. You'll enjoy it. If nothing else, any anti-gun people or simply gun-ignorant people would enjoy perusing through that, and you might be able to get something through their thick skull. I'd like to close by saying, to those of you within our government, we will be watching you. In Congress, the executive and judicial branches all very closely as we organize to save our freedom, liberty, and country. We will not become the subjects of governmental rule. Folks, stay tuned for the Lenman News Hour coming up next, followed by Ernest Hancock and plenty more good RBN programming.
Bill will be here tomorrow. Will your freedoms? The Two-Way Radio Show, 7 a.m. Pacific, 9 Central, Monday through Friday. I will die.